Hi, I'm Patricia Karvelis. I'm the host of RN Drive. An interview I can't forget from 2017 is with a Pakistani-born game designer who decided to create a board game based on her own struggles, confronting a huge social issue facing her community. For many single people in Pakistan, being asked when they're getting married or being pressured to have an arranged marriage can be quite stressful. So Nashra Balagamwala decided to make a game to start a conversation. I love people who use creative ways to face pretty hard and intractable issues. Nashra is starting a conversation in Pakistan and around the world with humour, honesty and bravery. Nashra, welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, I love this. What gave you this idea for this board game?
The idea behind it was just my own struggle to avoid getting an arranged marriage, as well as watching my friends get forced into it. And it was particularly one person that I was being forced into meeting or pressured into meeting. And I was spending all my time trying to come up with excuses. And instead I was like, let's make the problem go away altogether. So let's make a board game to talk about it.
So tell me about the board game. You thought this would be a good idea. Now I want to know how a board game like this can be fun. How's it played?
So it involves a matchmaker chasing down three teenage girls and trying to get them married off to any and every boy she can find. And these boys are really unattractive. And the girls, they're trying to avoid her. So they're, you know, she's chasing them on this board and they're running away from her. And they're doing it by coming up with creative ways, such as, and by doing things that would be seen as normal in most cultures, but are seen as disgraceful in Pakistani culture. So they're being seen out in public with male friends. So they have to run away before this auntie or this matchmaker sees them. Or they go to the beach and get a tan and therefore are considered to be less appealing because darker skin is considered to be less appealing in Pakistan. Or they're talking about pursuing a career or an education. So it actually ends up being really funny because you read these examples that are actually pretty hilarious, but then it's also a conversation starter. And the auntie is running closer to these girls by, you know, finding out things about them, such as, oh, you see a girl with childbearing hips, move closer to her. So it's kind of making fun of the whole society, and it can be a bit offensive for people, therefore. But I think it was about time that we started discussing these issues. Or she sees a girl who uses Fair and Lovely, which is a skin whitening cream. Or she sees a girl whose parents have been collecting her dowry for 10 years and moves closer to her. And so it's constantly the struggle to avoid her, and she gets very close to you. And once she catches you, she gets you married off to one of these four very unattractive or unappealing men, or like a womanizer, or somebody you really don't want for yourself.
I love this. This is like kind of a combination between a sort of romantic comedy fun and horror movie. Do you yourself have certain comebacks or special tactics, things you do to avoid people trying to fix you up?
Oh, yeah. This game was inspired by my life. So many of these cards are actually based off things I've done, such as wearing fake engagement rings, or, you know, even putting on tanning spray just to be as dark as possible, making sure that I'm seen out in public, or like that, you know, aunties will see pictures of me with, you know, my male friends and things like that, that are considered to be just, they're just not allowed. And then I've also taken other examples of things that bother me, such as that was where the concept of dowry comes up, or where the concept of skin whitening comes up, and I've put it all together in a game.
So how would someone win this game? How do you avoid these crazy aunties?
There's no such thing as winning in this game, because I wanted it to be an accurate reflection of Pakistani culture, and that sounds a little dark, but essentially, the game ends when all the girls are married off, either by their own choice or to someone the aunties pick for them. So coming to that, there is a slight chance that you will find a boy that you like yourself during the game, but the chances of that happening are very, very slim, because I wanted it to be an accurate reflection of the fact that there are barely any love marriages in this society. And there's also the golden boy. The auntie can come across the golden boy, who is the dreamy Mr. Right that everybody wants. And when she comes across him, all the girls, it suddenly the gameplay completely shifts and all the girls start running to her and start picking out cards from a different deck, which are flaunting their talents, such as, oh, I pray 5 times a day, or I spend hours at the salon every week, or I can cook all these complicated dishes. And they're trying to get close to her to get married off to him.
Wow. Who's playing your game now? Like, is it, are people starting to get into it?
Yeah, absolutely. So currently it's just available through Kickstarter. And after that ends pretty shortly, it's going to be available through my website. But I've been playtesting it with people in the West as well as people in Pakistan. And the girls in Pakistan usually start laughing and they're like, oof, this hits too close to home. And then actually start talking about it. I've had people from India reach out to me saying, we'd love to play your game with our parents so we can start a discussion with them. Whereas my friends in the West that I've played with have, initially they start laughing so much at some of these examples that they're like rolling on the floor. And then a couple of minutes later, they're like, wait, is this real? Does this actually happen? And it's just an educational experience as well.
So what's been the reaction to this game among more conservative aunties and uncles who've been telling you to get married? What do they think about what you've done here?
Whew. So it was my cousin's wedding, actually, just last week. And
was it an arranged marriage, just to check?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And a group of aunties was just staring at me the entire time, just in a corner looking at me, whispering remarks to each other and rolling their eyes. I couldn't care less, though. But I've had a couple of people say, oh, you're such a disgrace. You're bad-mouthing the society. And I'm like, I'm not saying anything that's untrue. I haven't made up anything here. As well as I've had a lot of Pakistani news sources reach out to me to have me on TV to talk about it. However, I've had to say no just for my own safety because there are religious and conservative extremists, and I don't want them learning too much about me because that's when I'm putting my own safety in danger.
Well, let's get to the serious element because this is, of course, hilarious and you have really nailed this on so many levels. But if we get to the serious, there is a serious element here. We've heard many reports of domestic violence, cases where women who marry against their family's wishes or even divorce someone end up getting hurt or even killed. There is a systemic issue here. Is this a statement from you? Are you trying to start a bigger conversation, which is, I suppose, in its essence, political?
Absolutely. I'm trying to start. This was supposed to be a political statement from the beginning. However, there is something that I do have to point out. Even though most people, when it comes to arranged, most people outside of Pakistan, when it comes to arranged marriages, they've mostly heard of things such as the acid incidents or honor killings or, you know, the child being drugged on the plane or things like that. However, that is actually a pretty small percentage, and it mostly happens in the villages and rural areas of Pakistan. But because those are the more horrifying incidents, those are the only ones that really make it to the news. So I think the main issue that is more prevalent is that generally women who meet these boys are kind of, if even if they're not forced, they're emotionally blackmailed in a way or pressured in terms of society and, oh, what will people say that you're still unmarried, that forces them or pressures them into getting into these arranged marriages. And then even if they're unhappy, they cannot leave it because of the fear that their younger siblings may not get married if they have a divorce in their family.
Final question. Are men playing this too?
Yes, they are. Pakistani men who have played it have actually started laughing for quite a while and then later turned to the females playing and said, wow, this is what you guys go through to find one of us? We're so sorry. I've had people in the West as well who are men playing it. And because, again, it's an educational experience as well as just hilarious to learn about these things through this medium.
You've been a great guest. Thank you so much for your time, Nashra.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Nashra Balagamwala, an experimental designer from Pakistan. And I'm Patricia Carvelis, the host of RN Drive. You can hear more of our interviews from RN Drive by subscribing to our podcast. It's really easy to find. It's just called RN and then in a separate word, Drive. Find it now.